This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Erica is a teacher who worries she lacks the ability to cope with the constantly changing COVID situation. She worries she just doesn't have the skills. She has what we might term low self-efficacy, which brings us to the psychologist named Albert Bandura, who recently died at the age of 95. Bandura is one of the top five psychologists of all time, along with Skinner and Freud and Piaget. Like many of us, he stumbled into his profession almost by accident. When he was still a teen, Bandura worked on the Alaska Highway and was exposed to co-workers engaged in drug and alcohol use, which led to an interest in psychopathology and aggression. Bandura was fascinated with nonverbal lessons that are passed on to others by observation, particularly around social interactions and aggressive behaviors. He recognized that what happens to those who engage in certain behaviors, say an aggressive act, shapes whether that act will be imitated. Bandura is best known for conducting a series of social experiments called the Bobo Doll Studies. In the research setting, he had children watch adults being aggressive toward an inflated Bobo doll. Bandura varied the experimental conditions so that the adults were sometimes rewarded, punished, or experienced no consequences for physically abusing the Bobo doll. He then watched how children acted toward the Bobo doll when they were left alone to play with Bobo. Bandura found that the children exposed to the aggressive behaviors were themselves more likely to pursue physically aggressive behaviors toward the doll than those who were not exposed to verbal or physical aggression. This obviously has enormous implications for how children are influenced by adults and how young people can be impacted by violent television and film. Bandura was despised by the television and film industries for his science. Bandura provided the science to show that providing positive role models and an environment conducive to success could change long-standing behaviors and even lifetime outcomes. Bandura then went on to develop the concept of self-efficacy, explaining our own perceived self-competence. Self-efficacy, he defined, is a personal judgment of how well or how poorly we feel about our ability to cope with a given situation. In other words, our own personal agency. We often fail at a task or we give up, not because we can't do it, but because we don't believe we have the skills or the abilities needed. We have low self-efficacy. Well, it turns out that self-efficacy strongly influences our chance of success at facing challenges and the choices we make in life. A strong sense of self-efficacy promotes human accomplishment and personal well-being. Erica has a low sense of self-efficacy, and she views challenges as personal threats and avoids them. One can't help but wonder how Erica landed here. Did Erica lack opportunities to see self-efficacy and success modeled in her early life? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.